Hey, beautiful. Janae Emily Utley here, holistic lifestyle maven and possibility trainer. Welcome to the podcast of possibilities. This is the space to be for creative, enterprising, and entrepreneurial women who want to obtain a fit mind, a fit body, and manifest God's best for their lives. Without further ado, let's dive in.
So, let me just get straight to it. So I thought I was gonna come back and do this update video and just catch you up with everything that's been going on, what's been happening, how my brain been working and brain been functioning. But I have felt this huge hand on my chest that, Janae, you need to get back to work. So this is my update, non-update video. Because there's some things that I feel, this hand on my chest, that I need to come and talk about. But I'm delaying talking about these things and showing these things because I'm like, no, but I got to update everybody first. This is the long short of it. Your girl fell back into disobedience. Exhibit A and B. Check the videos. I've talked about this before. Guess what? Was back there again. Okay. On top of that, I was going through moments of very painful self-doubt, very painful feelings and emotion. I actually, one day when I was feeling brazy, took out my phone and recorded it because I knew it would be helpful for people to kind of see what it looks like when you don't feel your best, when you are down, like to see like somebody else, you know, struggles with these feelings. So I'll insert that clip here.
I'm just having one of those days. Where I just feel like I'm not where I want to be or where I'm supposed to be. I guess more so where I want to be. And some videos that I wanted to get up and do, and some things that I wanted to do. But I figured, hey, you know, let me show y'all what it looks like on days where I'm not as excited or perky, and how I really sort through my feelings. And I'm going to be honest about how I feel. Sometimes I just feel like I don't even know if the stuff that I'm doing matters. But I know it does. But I'm just going to be honest about what I'm feeling right now. I feel like I've been in business since 2013. And I'm just like, I just don't know if, I just feel like I'm doing something wrong. I look at my peers and the things that they're able to do, and like the financial milestones that they've hit in their business, and I'm not anywhere close. It is not that I'm comparing myself, But I guess maybe I am. I just feel like I've been trying so hard since you know, I started my business, and some amazing things have come out of it. So amazing opportunities, but sometimes I just feel like they're so few and far between. And it's so much stuff on my to-do list, and I want help. I need help. But then I get into my head about, okay, if I hire help, I know eventually, like, it'll pay off. But, like, in the current situation that I'm in now, like, how do I make it work? And then I have this habit of, like, focusing on the wrong things sometimes. Like, I'll get so caught up in trying to make things perfect and pretty that I won't focus on purpose. And that ultimately gets me back to where I am now, feeling like how I feel now. But I hate having tasks that I start and don't finish. And then I have to go back to God and be like, okay, God, what do I need to focus on? What needs to have my attention? And then I have to remind myself, and I do, it's like, sometimes I just want to sit in these feelings of just sadness and just feel how I feel. And there is a time and a place for there. Place for that, it absolutely is, but I can't stay here. And I have this video program called Protect Your Promise, and in that program I walk through how when you feel however you feel that you have to speak God's word over it. You have to remind yourself of what is written. And sometimes you don't want to do that, right? But you have to. So in this moment, I just feel so annoyed. I feel undeserving. I feel disheartened. I feel just unqualified. I feel sad. I know that what I do makes a difference. I know that I'm qualified. I know that I'm fine. I know that I belong to God. I know that I'm His daughter and I'm His sheep. And I do hear His voice. I know that He has a plan and a purpose for me. A plan to prosper me and do me no harm. I know that He considers me, and I know that even these tears that I'm crying right now, I know He cares about them. So I have to hold on to those promises that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, that He is guiding me. He's directing me. He has a plan for me. And I just have to put my faith to work. And my faith being my words and my actions. So I guess I'm here to show you on days where I'm having days like this, what I do to try to get myself in a good place. One being allowing myself to feel how I feel, expressing it, talking about it, getting it all out. And I mean, it's some stuff that I still feel that I've talked about with my husband. I'm just not going to go all the way there here. Number one, just allowing myself to feel how I feel, getting it all out, all the ugliness, all of the fears, all of the insecurities, all of the just heartbrokenness, getting it all out. Allowing myself to feel like this, to cry about it. Number two, combating how I feel with God's word. Number three, food. My husband went to go get me some Chipotle. I'm going to eat that. Then when he comes back, I am going to see about doing some other stuff to get me in a better mood.
So, a little bit of disobedience, a little bit of confusion, a little bit of feeling like I'm not making an impact, confusion, so much stuff going on with the world, with George Floyd and Black Lives Matter, and then the whole plague that it just came down on the earth. My hubby and I, we did go on this like 3-week road trip that was completely random. If you do not know, because I know this confuses people sometimes, and I understand, I have another channel. It's a family channel. It's a couples channel that I share with my husband, and we talk about topics as it relates to marriage, and then we also show our lives, the behind the scenes of our lives. So I'm going to put those videos in the description and leave a link up here so you can check out those vlogs when we did that very random 3-week road trip. But it's some things that I need to come on here and put my voice to. I need to talk about demons. It's so much stuff that I know God is like, Janae, you need to talk to the people, and you ain't talking to the people because you stuck up on this update video. And I know that I said that I wanted to do like the Q&A to end. Hopefully me saying what I'm saying is the Q's to your A without me doing it routinely, okay? Want to talk about fitness myths. Got some people who are educated in exercise science and kinesiology that's going to come and collaborate me as we dispel some of these myths surrounding weight training and diet and healthy living. If you was ever confused about fitness and health and you don't know what to do because all these people out here ain't halfway qualified telling everybody what they need to do, I got you. You ain't gonna be confused when I start this myth-busting fitness series. Also, I need to talk to y'all about demons and deliverance and what that looks like. I need to talk to y'all about same-sex attraction and homosexuality and what I feel like our Christian response should be to it. I need to talk about some things that me and my mom gonna collaborate and talk about, from deliverance and laying on hands and healing. It's some things that I need to show you. I need to keep you on this journey with me as I am healing my body, restoring my gut, reducing inflammation in my body, and reducing stress. I need to keep showing y'all that. I need to show y'all the meals that I'm eating, a full day of eating, and the snacks that I'm trying. Back in April, I posted this post on Instagram asking y'all, out of these 14 videos, which one did y'all want to see? And I looked at it, I tabulated everything, and I was like, I need to do this video and then this video and this video. I'm coming. And also body care and skincare.
Speaking of which, I have a body care giveaway that's happening on my Instagram until Friday, so head over there to enter.
And also fashion. It's certain things that y'all have been saying that y'all want to see that I have been saying that I want to show you, because one thing that God has shown me is he wants to infect every area of my life and y'all's life. So it ain't just me talking about demons, and it ain't just me talking about same-sex attraction. It's me talking about health and fitness and skincare and fashion, like everything. Everything is everything. He wants all of it to be included, and I'm here for it. Because what y'all don't know about your girl is a lot of my clothes these days are thrifted. This top, flames, fire, hot fire, fire, thrifted. My mama got it for me. I think she might have paid $1 for it. You understand what I'm saying? So just things around conscious living and I will say this. It was a moment, several moments, several weeks during this time that I was gone, that not only was I feeling like I felt in that video, but I was mad at God. Mad at God. And I was not, I did not feel like praying. And before you run to the comments and feel the need to say anything about me saying this, know that I'm okay. And God has worked with me through that, and that is part of my testimony as a woman of God, woman of faith that loves God, that will battle for my faith, that we have, it's possible to have moments like that. And one thing that really held me down during that time was having family that would pray for me even when I didn't feel like praying. If you don't have people in your life that when you are really going through something, maybe you're not mad at God, maybe a trauma has happened. Oh, that's another thing I'm gonna collaborate with my mom to talk about, death. Everybody keeps saying when people die that God is calling them to heaven, or it was at they time to go. That's not true. That doesn't line up with Bible. That's what I'm saying. I'm coming back to bring you hot fire flames. I'm so sick of all these people saying all these things that's not rooted in word, because they are moving off of tradition and what somebody else. That's not true. God does promise us a certain amount of time, and he puts certain barriers and limitations around it. Again, we'll get to that later. Anywho, what I was saying was, this is now a part of my testimony, and it's very important to have people in your corner that when you are not strong, or don't feel strong enough to pray for yourself, they are praying with you, because they will keep you covered. They will keep the blood covered around you. They will stand in the gap and put on an extra armor of God to help you, keep you grounded while you are finding your way back to God. Because even in that time, God never left me. And it felt like he did. It felt like he was just so far away from me. But he did not, he did not leave me. In that time, I also understood how irritating it can be for people of faith when you are going through something to automatically send you to scripture, which is very important. Please don't get what I'm saying wrong, but it's like they don't know how to gird you up. And what I mean by that is, Lazarus' sister sent for Jesus. Come, Lazarus is not doing well. Come. Jesus came, but by the time he came, Lazarus was gone, was dead. Jesus was like, hey, I'm here. They like, it's too late. He dead now. Jesus, in the verses after that, went and raised Lazarus from the dead by his power, by the word of God. But before he did that, he sat down and he grieved with Lazarus's sisters. He grieved. He showed human emotions like, I feel it. I know. I'm sorry. We are in this together. And I feel like too often when people are going through something, it's like Christians don't know how to gird them up and love them in a way that they feel protected, and that they can like cathartically get out what they feel and then move to a place of grieving, so then they can move to a place of being empowered. Too often people are trying to skip over sadness and grief when the Bible tells us there's a time to be happy and there's a time to mourn. There's a time to live and there's a time to die. There's a time for all of this. And again, this is now part of my testimony too. It showed me, because I am that person sometimes where I'm like, well, this is what the word of God says and da-da-da-da-da. Instead of being like, you know what? I'm so sorry. I understand. What can I do? Do you need a hug? Can I cook you a meal? Like, how can I support you during this time? How can I pray for you during this time? And from that point where they feel loved, where they feel seen, where they feel heard, where they feel protected, that gives them feet to be able to then get back on their feet and be able to charge forward and speak the word over their life and decree and declare. Because one, Janae, you said this is going to be quick. Y'all know. The scripture in the Bible where Jezebel was coming after Isaac, I believe. He had just had this phenomenal victory. And then he hears that Jezebel is on his tail. And he's like, oh God, take me now. Call my soul up to you, Lord. I want to leave this earth. Oh no, Jezebel is after me. And the spirit was like, eat some bread. Like, you're not thinking clearly right now. Just eat something. And that's what he did. And when he woke up, he was back to level 10. So sometimes we need to eat some bread and sleep that will, you know, the quote unquote non-spiritual things will give us the energy, will give us the strength to then march forward and be warriors for Christ. So yeah, that's I'm back. We about to for real get into some stuff. We about to learn together. We about to grow together. I was gone because a little bit of disobedience, a little bit of doubt, a little bit of hurt, a little bit of anger with God, a lot of bit of world sickness and police killing black people. It was a whole lot of it wasn't just one particular thing. It was just all of those little things added up together. But again, I felt that hand in my chest that was like, Janae, go ahead, do this update, say what needs to be said, let the people know what's coming, because you have to get back to work. So I'm back in this thing, and I do want to encourage you, if you are a person who is obedient and then falls into disobedient, or you consistent and then falls into inconsistency, just keep getting back up, because God can use that. Yes, there might be some, you know, fear associated with it or some shame associated with it. Dust that off, because God got to use you. He got to get his message out. And I would rather him, you know, he predestined for me to help usher his will into the world, into the earth, in this manner. But if I am disobedient, if I'm too slow, I don't want him to give what he predestined me to do to somebody else because I'm know that I've been inconsistent. So I stay inconsistent. I'm gonna hop back into my consistency. I'm gonna hop back into my purpose. I'm gonna just keep getting up. The Bible says that a just man falls 7 times. So every time I fall, I'm just gonna get back up as many times as it takes. And so, hey y'all, whoo, 2020, I've been getting up since 2015 on here. How many videos have I done like this? It's okay. Hopefully there is no more, but if there is, it's really just me living an example of I'm just gonna keep getting back up. Just when I come back with this next video, I need y'all to blow it up. I need y'all to share it, like, comment 50 limb times, because the way the world set up is people are going to, they already believe in lies and false prophets and false doctrine and false teachings. I'm not gonna be one of them people who sit idly by and know that what's happening is wrong and just be shutting up about it. Because this is something that God also revealed to me. It's crazy, he keeps revealing stuff to me, but it's like every time he reveals it, I forget, and then when I remember, and then it's like the Holy Spirit brings it to my memory, but every time he brings it back, it's even richer and deeper and more robust. But I know that I'm supposed to be helping women of God to heal their bodies so that they can be fit for their purposes. Because if y'all don't know nothing now, if y'all are always tired or have a headache or teeth always getting cavities or you can't sleep good or you insecure because of your weight or you're not as agile because of your weight or whatever, and that's hindering you from fulfilling your purpose, we gotta stop that. Because it's too crazy now for us to be unwell and unfit for our purpose. We have to be soldiers. We have to be the best of the best of the best of the best, mentally, spiritually, and physically. And I know that that's like I'm dispatched in the fitness part of his body to help keep the rest of the body strong. So let me just cut it off right here because I'll keep talking.
Thanks for listening to the podcast of possibilities. Remember to take what you've learned today and apply it. Visit me at JeneeEmilyUtley.com. That's JeneeEmilyUtley.com. If you found this podcast helpful, please rate and review it, as this helps other women to find the show. Until next time, bye. Be blessed.